This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. China announced on Friday it's halting dialogue with the United States in several areas, including between some military commanders and on climate change. In response to U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, China's foreign ministry also said it was suspending exchanges with Washington on countering cross-border crime and drug trafficking, all moves that Washington has called irresponsible. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending her trip to Taiwan, a trip some say has escalated tension in the region. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
They may try to keep Taiwan from visiting or participating in other places, but they will not isolate Taiwan by preventing us to travel there.
Pelosi made the comment in Tokyo, the last stop on her Asia tour, which included the stop in Taiwan. China said today that it's canceling or suspending dialogue with the U.S. on issues from climate change to military relations and anti-drug efforts in retaliation for Pelosi's visit. China's also holding threatening military exercises in six zones off Taiwan's coasts. I'm Donna Warder.
And in an interview with VOA, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for calm in the face of China's live-fire response in the waters surrounding Taiwan in reaction to this week's visit by Speaker Pelosi. Blinken is in Cambodia to participate in an ASEAN regional meeting. He also said ASEAN member nations should counter the military junta that grabbed power in Myanmar in February of 2021. And we'll keep you updated on that story on our website and in our newscast. You can find our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Alex Jones has been ordered to pay $49.3 million for his lies about the Sandy Hook Elementary massacre. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that story.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has been ordered by a Texas jury to pay $49.3 million in total damages to the parents of a first grader killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Jones falsely called the attack a hoax, saying it was orchestrated by the government to tighten U.S. gun laws. The jury award came in the final phase of a two-week trial, adding $45.2 million in punitive damages to the $4.1 million in compensatory damages Jones was ordered to pay Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis, the couple whose six-year-old son Jesse Lewis was among 19 children and six educators killed in the classroom shooting, had sought $150 million. I'm Mike Ron.
Russia and Ukraine on Friday accused each other of shelling the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. It's the biggest of its kind in Europe. This lays the ground for a potential disaster. Russia's defense ministry said it was only by luck that a radiation accident had been avoided after what it described as an artillery barrage. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, though, said Moscow was responsible and accused it of committing what he called an open, brazen crime, an act of terror. In his usual late-night address, he demanded sanctions on the entire Russian nuclear industry. Tens of thousands of people attended mass prayers Friday in Baghdad's Green Zone in a new power play by Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr after his adversaries conditionally backed his call for early elections. Al-Sadr has for months been in a political standoff with a rival Shiite alliance backed by Iran. Worshippers converged on a vast square inside the normally secure Green Zone, home to government and diplomatic buildings, including the parliament, which his followers began occupying July 30th. They chanted yes to reform and no to corruption. Spain is struggling to curtail Europe's leading monkeypox outbreak since the disease spread beyond Africa. The southern European nation counts 4,942 cases. Two men have died from the disease. Authorities and groups in the LGBTQ community are honing their campaigns to get vaccines to the most needy members of the most affected demographic. So far, in the U.S. and Europe, the vast majority of monkeypox infections have happened with men who have sex with men. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.